CSNBaltimore.com.
Kelly Cowan joined by our Ravens insider on CSNBaltimore.com, Mr. J. Michael. Busy time of year for you, buddy, huh?
Incredibly busy time going to New England this week.
Well, heading to New England and the Ravens, of course, facing the New England Patriots. Now, Tom Brady, 344 yards in the air last week and three passing touchdowns. J. Michael, what is the key to limiting Tom Brady this weekend?
Well, aside from getting pressure on Tom Brady, what you also have to do is limit his big play ability. That's something that the Patriots are particularly good at. If you look at how the Ravens performed against him in week three, Tom Brady and the Patriots only had four plays that were 20 or more yards, and that's a huge emphasis for the Ravens coming out of week two. They played against the Philadelphia Eagles. They lost. It was their first loss of the season. They gave up nine plays of 20 yards or more. So limiting Tom Brady's big play ability, much like they did with Peyton Manning last week in that upset win in Denver, he only had four plays of 20 or more yards. If you can do that, you can slow down that offense, make them a little bit more methodical, but they're also become a little bit more prone to making mistakes.
Now, last week, one of Joe Flacco's statistically best games of the season, averaging 9.7 yards per completion. What is the key to the Ravens' passing attack against the New England Patriots?
The key for the Ravens is the same thing as it is for the Patriots in terms of the offense. Against the Patriots in week three, Joe Flacco and this offense had nine plays of 20 yards or more. When that offense is able to open up at that level, it opens up the middle of the field for Dennis Pitta. It opens up the running game for Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce if he happens to be healthy this week. And everything tends to flow off of that. If that happens with this offense and Joe Flacco can get big plays down the field, it will bode well for their chances to win this game in New England.
All right, JM, let's talk matchups. Who do the Ravens need to shut down? Who does the Ravens' defense need to shut down in order to stop Tom Brady and the Patriots?
Kerry Williams has to step up at the cornerback position. Tom Brady targeted him in week three. He was able to hit Brandon Lloyd and Wes Welker for a combined 250 yards passing. Kerry Williams is taking it kind of personal. He's tired of getting the questions about what happened against Tom Brady. It's a given that Tom Brady will test him again this week. In order for that Ravens defense to sustain, Kerry Williams has to do his job.
Well, the Ravens certainly picked on Champ Bailey out in Denver last week. Is there anyone that you think they'll be picking on this week on the Patriots defense?
They won't necessarily pick on Tlaib because he is their best corner. However, he will be matched up with Torrey Smith, and Joe Flacco will have to go to Torrey Smith if they're going to have a chance to make those big plays that I've been talking about. He will probably be in some one-on-one coverage and zone coverage with Aqib Tlaib, but Torrey Smith, he had trouble with press coverage earlier this year. The physical bump-and-run cornerbacks, not last week against Champ Bailey, beat him three times at 98 yards, two touchdown passes. So they're probably going to test him again in this game. They won't go away from Torrey Smith because of Tlaib. They will go to him and make him have to make plays in order to stop this offense.
Now, whenever you talk Patriots or the elite quarterback question comes up, Tom Brady comes to everyone's mind. But, of course, facing Joe Flacco this week, and this is a team that has come a long way, but a lot of doubters for Joe Flacco. So, JM, can you just answer once and for all for us, is Joe Flacco an elite quarterback?
I'm going to give you the glasses half full from the Ravens' perspective. The answer is yes. He's 7-4 in his career in the playoffs. He's won five games on the road. That's something that only Eli Manning and the New York Giants, who has two Super Bowl rings, that's the only thing that he's done. So if you look at how he's performed since he came in the league in 2008, 5 years in the league, three AFC title game appearances. The only thing that separates him from Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers is the Super Bowl ring. And let's face it, if Lee Evans catches that ball last year in the AFC title game in the end zone, the Ravens are at least in the Super Bowl, and we're not asking those same questions about Joe Flacco.
Well, I don't think Flacco is going to avoid those questions anytime soon, but thank you so much for those answers. Good stuff out of you, JM, and we'll see you up in New England.
CSNBaltimore.com.